About 80 people are cheering on either the Tigers or Jaguars. They're both playing in the Urbana Park District's Youth Basketball League. The Saturday morning game at Brookins Gym is a regular routine for a lot of parents, like LaShawn Russell. Both his sons have played in the league. Russell says the $40 per season and any tax dollars necessary are well worth it to see them involved at sports and summer camps.
This is just something that you need, you know, for my opinion, lower income families and just people that, you know, want to see their kids active. You know, most kids could just sit around and play video games all day, but with the Park District, they don't have that.
Another parent, Jeff Ruffner, shares the same passion for his son's games and happily pays the fee for them, but says he won't commit to a tax hike for the Park District. A ballot item next week asks voters to support the largest in its history. That would charge another 25 cents for every $100 every time a house or building is assessed. It's an increase that Ruffner calls a little steep.
I don't know. It seems like an awful big increase, and I haven't really seen the justification for it yet. 25 cents, I think, represents probably about a 30% increase in the assessment. And that just sounds like an awful lot.
Park District officials say a tax increase is necessary not only to maintain Brookins and other facilities, but to develop new ones. Executive Director Vicki Mays says more than 1 million people visited their parks last year.
With that level of use and the age of most of our parks, they're beginning to show wear and tear. We've also developed quite a number of acres of improved natural areas, which is something our community in Urbana is very supportive of.
Meanwhile, some facilities are showing their age and may even pose a safety problem. Mays says playground equipment at Blair Park and Carl Park will have to be removed if they can't fund replacements soon. In focus groups and community surveys, residents showed interest in more walking and biking trails and upgrades to Crystal Lake Park and its 27-year-old pool. But Mays says all this can't be done without a referendum, and because of tax caps, the Park District can't raise the rate without one. The Park District gets an increase each year because property values rise and new construction goes up, but Mays says that hasn't been enough to keep up with inflation. Former Champaign County Clerk Denny Bing calls that reasoning fiscally irresponsible. He says a referendum isn't necessary because Urbana's continued growth will give the Park District more money than it needs.
This is much greater than inflation, much, much greater, simply because they have had a bigger base all the time. Their tax base gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and their money income gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't mind a walk in a park, but it's sure not worth to me that kind of money.
If the referendum passes, a homeowner would pay an additional $125 a year if they own a $150,000 house. Bing says Urbana residents should have better uses for their money.
If you're paying $100 a year, you might as well join a health club or something else, or something that would give you some real enjoyment and relaxation.
Vicki Mays says a tax hike of this size allows the Park District to maintain services at their current level and take care of any deferred maintenance issues. Park Board President Michael Walker says without a yes vote on Tuesday, the district would have to borrow money to fix up its aging facilities and spend millions in interest.
And we believe that in this fashion we give the biggest bang for the tax dollar in the community.
If Tuesday's referendum fails, Park District officials say they'll have to go back to the drawing board before deciding whether to ask for a smaller increase in the future. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580.